We're nearing the end of the siman, Shin Yotes, and we, Baruch Hashem, able to get through a lot of different inyanim, and we'll now discuss Sif Tes Zayin, but particularly one shaila which is came like a ton of bricks to certain areas which are heavy populated with Jews about a year and a half or 2 years ago, and with many shailas coming up about it. And one of those shailas were the question of Beirer. And we'll discuss that in the context of a different shaila. This shaila is like this. Maisa shayi kachay, a person making salad on Shabbos. That you made salad in Shabbos? I mean, that's not so uncommon. No.
What time and before when? And how long?
Oh.
We had fruit salad for Shabbos.
So we didn't learn yet this. When making salad, you have to certainly address the Beirer issue. We didn't learn about Teichin yet. Yitzchak Shem will do that. But let's, for argument's sake, let's say the case was that 9 o'clock in the morning, a woman before going to shul decides to make a salad, and well, put in lettuce and sliced cucumbers, and then took peppers, and these peppers she cut and diced them into very small tiny pieces and put them in the salad also. And then went to shul. Comes home and realizes after a discussion about the salad that indeed she had just transgressed the Isser of Teichin, of grinding on Shabbos. Discuss Teichin, there are opinions that hold if you do it Samach Lesud, if you do it right before the meal, that will be permissible. But this was 3 hours before the meal, there's no heter of that. So the vegetables, in this case the peppers that she had cut very finely, it was b'shogeg, but really should not be able to be benefited from on that Shabbos. Okay, not a problem. So what did she want to do? What she wanted to do is just take out those peppers from the salad. The rest of the salad was fine, right? The cucumbers weren't cut so small, the tomatoes weren't cut so small, the lettuce certainly not. So just take out that, yeah, maybe very painstakingly to do that, okay? But she wanted to remove the peppers, somehow she could do that, to remove the peppers from the salad. And the initial reaction would be that why should that be mutter? That's Beirer, Pseiles, from Eichel. Even though it's Shnei Mini Eichel, and that's the Taisis we learned on Navdai and Dalet, even two Mini Eichel, you have a problem with Beirer, because the thing you want becomes the Eichel, the thing you don't want becomes the Pseiles. So why should that be mutter at all? So to get to this answer, and then to get to this other shaila about using a faucet on Shabbos in the New York metropolitan area to drink water, now with the bug issue, we have to learn a Gemara here in Shabbos. The Gemara is in Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, dealing with the Isra of Schita. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. A person is allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a pot, meaning a pot of food. When you squeeze an item, whether it's a lemon or whether it's a grapes, if you're squeezing it directly onto food, it's permissible. The svara is, as the Rishonim explain, it's uchla de ifris. The way we view it is that you're taking a piece of the food and just cutting it off. Because since it starts as food and ends as food, we view it not as being squeezed out mashke, but we view it as if like a chunk of the oichel, a chunk of the solid food was taken off and put into this pot. Okay. Amr of Chisra says, Midivra Rabbeinu Nilmad, from this we learn, Chaylev Adam Eiz Losecha Kedeir, if a person needed goat milk and wanted to squeeze out from the goat to get milk, he could also do it straight into food. But you can't do it into a plate. Alma kasava mashka ba lo eichel eichelu. Because any liquid coming directly into eichel, we view already as eichel, not as mashka, and therefore you avoid the problem of schita, meaning schita mitam dosh. There's two schitas. Schita, which is a subsidiary of malabain, of cleaning and laundering on Shabbos. Then there's schita, which is a subsidiary of dosh, of threshing on Shabbos. So squeezing a grape, indeed, is schita. When you want the liquid, that's schita mitam dosh, threshing. Threshing also, you pounded the kernel, the chaff around the kernel to extract the kernel. Here too, you squeeze the orange, you squeeze the grape to extract the juice. Fine. So that's the halacha. Says Tosfos, well, we'll skip the Rashi's, we don't need that for now. Says Tosfos over here in Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis and Shabbos, Nir L'Rabbeinu Tam. This case when you squeeze the goat and to get its milk out, Nir L'Rabbeinu Tam, the Hainu Davka B'Yontif. This case could only be applicable on Yom Tov, the Chazil Behem La Achila. Because since the animal itself, if I wanted to, I could shecht it and eat it for it, eat its meat, I could eat the animal. Therefore, it can be considered Avakam Yukhla Di'ifris, this svar that we just mentioned. That can be viewed as you're taking food from food. The food coming out is the milk, but going into another food, so that's food. But it also says Taisvis has to be coming from a food. That could only be considered coming from a food if this animal can be considered food. When can be considered food? Only on Yom Tov. Alva b'Shabbos, the lechazi l'shchita, on a Shabbos where you can't check it. So then this animal is unedible, is not edible. K'may dosh chashiva. This will be considered like dosh. Why? Shabbehemi k'psayles. The behema becomes like psayles. So k'shechaylev. And when milk it, have a kenetal eichel miteich psayles, which is a problem of dosh. V'chei mashma b'bahag. The Baal Halach is g'dayles. Also the b'yantivayri have to be talking about all here in this case on Yom Tov. And not on Shabbos. So, miyus chita seisem anovim. Tosfos just explains the concept by chita seisem anovim. The shari that's permissible el dosek hakadera. Hainu afila b'Shabbos. That indeed could be even on Shabbos. Given the eshkel chazi la'achila. I could eat the grape as a grape. So, therefore, when I squeeze out the grape for its juice and it goes into, let's say, my challah, that's going from eichel into eichel. The grape can be considered eichel because I could eat the grape. And the chal is eichel, therefore the mashka habala eichel ko eichel domi. That's the concept over here by the din eschita. So now, Tosfos, transferring over to the case of the goat, even though it's going into food, but it has to be coming from food in order to get that understanding of you're taking a piece of food off. But that's because I could have eaten that as food. But here I couldn't eat the animal on Shabbos because I couldn't shecht it. A yom tov will be mutter.
It's kind of strange.
Gemara is talking about Hilchus Schita. So in Hilchus Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an Isser Shechita on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's what Tosfos is saying. Yeah, you're saying if you're Rav Chista saying, oh, from here we learn a new halacha, and you're saying it's only applicable to Yom Tov. Rav Chista himself should have said that. So I'm saying that what Tosfos is adding is like this. Rav Chista, you're saying that you see from this halacha that there's no problem of schita when it goes into food. But Tosfos is saying, but Rav Chista obviously understood that you would have to figure out yourself that you have other problems of dosh, of maybe beirer, and therefore his case could only have been talking about Yom Tov. It's true, Rav Chista. It's a little misleading, and Rav Chista himself should have said that. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying that it has to be self understood that obviously it's limited this case. Even as he only addressed the case of Srita. No, then there's the schita going from a mashka b'leichel k'eichel. He's giving another application of that. Besides a grape, it also works with an animal, with a goat. But Taisus is pointing at you, but that it has to be limited only now to Yomtiv because of a different problem of a Dash. Yeah.
So I thought it's strange that the word Bedira seems to say, isn't that unusual that an opinion is follows the Yamada's opinion of Rakhid was a Talmud of Shmuel? They were saying Bedira.
Yeah.
I thought when I read the Gemara, Bedira Ravina Luma is telling me something very exact. I'm learning it. I can take this and extract, even though you might have a star like that, but still, Bedira Ravina Luma, the Shabbos, I don't know if you can do this.
Yeah. All right. Then you have to see the mefarshim on that gemara. You should show them why was a little bit misleading. I agree. Okay, but I think for our purposes, that's what we see from this halacha. So you see, it's mutter to do schit into eichel, but Taisus says that has to be limited that the eichel itself also has to be shayach to eat. If not, says Taisus, that's considered pseiles. And the liquid coming out is considered. In this case of Schita.
For
milking a cow. Yeah, you're home. Unless you have food which is not edible. You have food that, let's say, it's unripe. It's unripe, so you wouldn't eat it. In that case.
The assumption that there is no sheep, when it grew as today, it was going to milk and cows and not even you would not eat it. The question is,
well, on Shabbos, that's certainly Moksha.
Yeah, so the question is the assumption right here not only that to be Yantiv, but it has to be actually, would we not get it? Yeah, man, it's not much. Is it bad or not?
No, I would say you don't have to eat it as long as you have the ability to eat it. Yeah, it's going to be. I'm only using it for the milk, but since I could eat it, it would have now a status of food. Yeah. No.
Frozen meat. Not
a right. But no, Taisus is not saying it's the muktzah problem. Taisus is saying the problem is that since on Shabbos I can't shecht it, so therefore I cannot eat it. Why is it muktzah on Yom Tov? No. So you want to say, I mean, let's say I have a case that before Yom Tov I said I'm only using this. I know I'm saying you have in mind that you only have in mind to eat, so therefore it wasn't set aside before Yom Tov for eating. Maybe that also be a problem, right? I hear. Right. I mean, if you indeed you only use this cow for milking and not for its meat, so then it's not mukhan for Yom Tov eating. Maybe that'll be another problem. Good. That means it would fit into the category of Taisus that something that you can't eat on Shabbos can't have a din of eichel and it'll begin. So that's what Taisus' chiddush is. Then that becomes psoiles, and what I'm taking out is eichel. No, you're right, but if indeed the fact that it could become muktzah, and that even is on Yom Tov, if I had set aside something that I cannot use on Yom Tov, again, my hands will be tied behind my back, not because I can't shecht it, because shechting is mutter on Yom Tov, but it will be for another reason why I can't eat it. So then, l'chayre, Taisus, as far we go into that. That, again, this is something I cannot eat.
Yeah, but
it's fit.
It doesn't mean that after you set it aside for eating. Enoch and Noni, most of the cows poop. People do not eat. They don't set it aside for eating until such time as they're not going to be able to eat it until such later point. But it's chazi. It's chazi la akhila. Okay. Therefore, because it's chazi la akhila, therefore you can take the milk for it. You could eat that whole cow.
I don't recall clearly the Gemara in Beis about on Yom Tov. It could be every behemoth is mukhan la'achila. Since in the end, if you would be stuck, you would use it. So automatically, there is some subconscious das to be able to use it. So then, again, that's just avoiding the mukta problem. I think if you would say 100% this was a mukta issue, for whatever reason he would say, I cannot check this cow, then you would have the same problem as if it was Shabbos. Okay. So that's what Taisa says. Now, we have halacha here. We'll go further. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Yom Tov. Simen Tav Kuf. Siv Vav. Says the Mechaber Neigin Lanakir Basar B'Yom Tov. The minig is that people would clean out the basar. It means you have animal that was shechted from Erev Yom Tov, Filonish from Erev Yom Tov, and the person didn't do the trebering, and there's many things you could take out. In this particular case, we're talking about separating the chaylev, the fats which you can't eat, which are also to eat, from the basar, which you can eat. That's what we're talking about. Not taking out the gidim, and the sinews, and the giranasha. We're talking about, he wants to remove the forbidden fats from the permissible fats. Why didn't he do it for Erev Yom Tov? He didn't have time to do Erev Yom Tov. So, noig and lanake basar Yom Tov, the meaning is that we do traber out the forbidden fats, the chaylev, from the basar. Afilu nishkum Erev Yom Tov. Says the Ramah, I don't disagree, but v'tev l'shanais k'tasem yuchol l'shanais be'ezadavim. If it's possible to do it in some shinui, in a little bit of a deviation, it's better to do that. I mean, I don't agree in principle. I agree with this minhag, it's mutter to do. So the achrayim all ask, well, what's going on over here? What happened to the Isser of Beira? What happened to the Isser of Beira? What you're doing is, you're removing the chaylev from the basar. There's a mixture here in this meat of chaylev and basar. Cooking you'll do afterwards. It's all raw now, but you go cook the basar. But how can you remove the chaylev from the basar? Why isn't that a beira? It's marid beira pseilus from eichum. This is deraisa, which even on Yom Tov is asur. That is the kasha that's asked even by the Rishonim already. Yeah. Okay, that's true. That's true. But no one says here that's what you're doing. That's true. Maybe you're saying there is a permissible way to do it. You take it off with some food, or you just if it's just one next to each other, so you take off only most of the psalas. Okay. But here they're all mixed together, and it just says traber it as much as you want. Take it all the chaylev, all the forbidden fats. You take it away. That's what the this halacha is. So this Magen Avraham, for those that were able to go through it, it's actually difficult to go through because it's very choppy. He brings first a ravya that says that it's mutter. The reason why it's mutter is not clear. The Vilna Gaon actually says here in Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf, he says the reason is because of Pseida. It's going to be a loss because since you already shecht and already Yom Tov, and now you say, oi, how am I going to be able to eat, let's say, this whole side of the cow? I have both Basar and Chaylev. So Mishum Pseida, they said it's mutter. But he doesn't address the Bayer issue. So the Hagos Maimonis, where this comes from, the Magen Avraham brings, he says that there's no problem of Beirer, Ein b'zeh mishum Beirer, of Oichel mitech Oichel, meaning that both Beis mini Oichel, but one you don't want, one you do want, so that problem becomes Pseilas from Oichel, because it's Eav Shalachel. Eav Shalachel bin Yenachel, that's the Lashon here. Right, the beginning of the Magen Avraham. Vein b'zeh mishum b'yir eichel b'teich eichel, meaning like Tosfos says, too many eichel, mishum d'i'ef shel eichel b'inyan acher. Because you can't eat it any other way. The harav shari l'haf shchala b'yamtev me'isa haniloshim erav yamtev akal loshen agos maimenes. Says the Magen Avraham, v'yesh l'tmaya, he's really quoting an earlier sefer, v'yesh l'tmaya, da'ad rabba, just the opposite, kol she'i'ef shel eichel b'inyan acher, shayich b'yibreirim. K'may shekosef simen shin yotesif yud. Shin yotesif yud is the case when you have wine mixed with little pieces, flour-like particles in the wine, which you would not drink otherwise, and you cannot drink it. Not like orange juice with pulp, but big pieces which you wouldn't drink. So then it's also to strain that wine. That was that halacha. And as if it's impossible to eat any other way, that it makes the problem worse, not better. So he says, I don't understand what he's trying to say. So then he brings a pshat from the Truma Sadesh and to say pshat in the Rav Yoh, and the Magen Avraham rejects that also. If you see the last line on this page, it says Dvar Tumua Shapirish Pirish Zor B'Divrei Agros Maimonides. He says it's a very strange pshat to say in the Agros Maimonides. So the Magen Avraham comes up with a new pshat. Magen Avraham comes up with a new pshat, and that is really, he says one pshat that rejects that and says another pshat. First he wants to come up with a pshat, but actually he says in the Hilchos Beirur also as a possibility, but doesn't go with it l'maisa. He says hay l'chudei koi v'hay l'chudei koi. He says, "Zvaru gipshutan." The Ma'aseh Kosev Mishum Di'ef Shabayif and Acher. That the Dagos Maimonides says that this case you can't. There's no other way you could eat this meat unless you first get rid of the chaylev. Loi ba loseis tam lo me'ein b'zeh mishum b'ayre. On that, he's not addressing the b'ayre issue. Chleimer dezel loy mikri b'ayre. The b'ayre loy shayach el abadam ma'amuriv. Really, there is no problem of b'ayre over here, because here you're talking about something which are distinctive and are separate already. Aval ha'cha hay l'chudeikai v'hay l'chudeikai. The buster stands by itself, and the chaylev stands by itself. You see, this lashon is breira is not applicable over here. Why? Because the chaylev and the basar are two distinct foods. There's no problem with breira. Meaning to say that there's really no taruvus over here. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests. Just davik to one to another. Yeah, like we had a case of the fly in the tea. We said it's not even ma'urav. A tea bag in a cup of tea is not ma'urav. So that's the Magen Avraham saying. Maybe that's the pshat over here. He says that can't be the pshat. He says v'afilu l'mashik kosafti b'simin tavkuf yud. There is a case which we had mentioned last week. If you have, let's say, milk with cream on top. So there's a cup of milk with a layer of cream, a few inches thick of cream on top, and you want to take off the cream. Over there, indeed, you could say, each one is separate. The Magen Avraham says, maybe you could say that svara to be to take off all the cream. And he says in the end, you can't do that, and you would have to only take off most of the cream, and take off, still leaving some of the cream there. And that we discussed last week. So he says here, though, aval hacha, we're now in the fourth line, aval hacha, by the case of this meat, which you're taking at the chaylev, hu min echad, it's all considered one, ve'enoi pseiles el isurahu deravya alav. Comes the Magen Avraham with an interesting chiddush. Now the Magen Avraham says it, the Prichadash here, and Siman Tov Kuf Yud says the same exact svara. He says, why isn't there a problem of Beira? Says the Prichadash. You only have a problem of Beira when you're dealing with Pseiles and Eichel, or two Mina Eichel, which one could be considered Pseiles, the other one has to be considered Eichel. Then you have a problem of Beira separating one from the other. However, if you have one food item, and the only reason you cannot eat it is because there's an Isser on one of them, that's not a problem of Beirer. For example, in this case of the meat and the chaylev, why is the chaylev pseiles? Only because the Torah said you can't eat chaylev. But if it was up to me, would I eat this chaylev? It's very tasty. It's basar, it's chaylev. There's almost no difference between them. And I would eat both of them. Says the Magen Avraham, the Pri Chadosh, I would eat both of them, therefore it's min echad. The only reason I can eat it, I cannot eat it, is because the Torah said that's usur. So that he says, isuru derav yoleo. I would really eat it, except that there's an isur hanging over it, crouching on it, and that's why I can't eat it. He says, but that is not going to be considered bayrer. Why? Bayrer has to be something that I don't want to eat. It's pseilas because I don't want to eat it. If I'm forced to take it out, that's not a category of oichel and pseilas. For example, and this is the example that Achreinim use. If my neighbor, the guy, would come over, I would give it to him. He'd eat the whole thing. Right? So it's not pshat, one thing you want, one thing you don't want. When you don't want it, when you don't want to eat it, then that becomes a psailas. And actually, the way we explain taisus based on the Shumastash, it becomes like another min. That this is min echad, there's another min. And there's bayra b'shnei minim. But here says, this is all one min. I would eat both of them. But I just can't eat this because the Torah said I can't eat it. That doesn't have the din of bayra. So based on that, in this case that we said, if the person made the salad, and one of the items he did an isser with and put it in, based on this, there'll be no problem of removing those peppers that were cut too finely, too small, because the only reason I can't eat it is because there was an Isser Shabbos on it. And the Torah said, I was like, Knas, you can't have benefit from something you did on Shabbos, the Malacha Shabbos, so you have to wait to eat it after Shabbos. But in other words, I would eat all the salad altogether. I would eat it. The only reason I can't eat it is become restricted by a side halacha that I can't eat. The salad I would also eat is min echad. Yeah, no, so that, yeah, because what I, yeah, but you could make something min echad. For example, they put a mixture of, let's say we said last week a chum for a maisha. You have cholent, right, which became a min echad. And I want to remove, let's say, part of the there's too much liquid there. I want to remove part of it. So the svara that we explain is that, to me, it's all min echad. If I want to take off the proportion of the min echad, I want to just remove some of the min echad, I'm allowed to do that. A mixture of raisins and nuts. I just don't want so much of it. There's too many nuts to the raisins. So I take off some of the nuts. It's all min echad, and in that case, it's not considered psalus. Why? Because I actually do want the nuts, and I do want the raisins. The fact that I don't want it in that proportion doesn't mean that it's considered that I don't want it as considered psalus. Oh, very good. So that's the Igletal's Kasha. So we have it here. Well, I would say it's Kasha in a moment. So this is what the Magen Avraham says. Again, the Magen Avraham, the Pri Chadosh, this is how they address this issue. Why will I take the chaylev out of the basar? Because really it's min echad, meaning it's something that would be eaten as one. In this case, it's actually one by creation. And the fact that I have to remove one of them because there's an isser on it doesn't give it that shame of psalus, which is normally the problem when you have bayrim. So the Leital asks, then what about the case of the goat and the milk? Why is that not a problem? I'm sorry, why is that a problem on Shabbos? The only reason I can't eat the goat is because it's usur to shech the goat. But you tell me there's no problems when there's just an isser that's holding me back from eating this thing. But I really would eat it. So I would eat the goat, eat its meat, and therefore consider it eichel to me. But just the isser of Shabbos is precluding me from eating it. So why is that a problem?
The peppers are... You've already cut the peppers. So it's usur to eat it. It's not a question of usher because you can't eat it, it's alive. You have to shech it. So there's a difference between the peppers and the goat. You have to do an act in order to kill it.
But what you have to do to the goat is
right, the isher doing it, but it's not the isher beating it.
You hear his teretz?
I hear his teretz. I don't like it.
You don't like it.
You like it?
Oh, so if he likes it, it's okay.
I don't know.
I just want to make sure I know where I am.
Let's see if it's a good teretz. Let's see if it's a good teretz. The kashya, you tell me that Isser doesn't automatically make something in Psyla, so why would Taisvis? And it sounds like from Taisvis that he calls this the goat Psylus, and the milk coming out of Eichel seems to go right in the face of this Magen Avraham and the Brichadosh, that the Isser doesn't automatically become Psylus because I'm only not eating it because of the fact that it's Osir. So the Gleital says like this, that on Shabbos, when I have a living goat, I can't eat a living goat, and even a guy wouldn't eat a living goat. So over here, you're right, it's the Isser that's holding me back from shechting it, but the fact that it's now alive and even a guy wouldn't eat it, so the animal in itself cannot be considered Eichel. When could the Chelev be Eichel and can be considered one min as this Basar? When I really would eat it, and as a matter of fact, the guy here would eat it because there's no Isser for him, that it can be considered one min. But by the animal, on Yom Tov, you consider it Eichel because you can check it right now. But the animal in itself, Ba'atzmusa, by itself, can't be considered this Digleital's teretz, like you're saying, that since the animal on Shabbos even will not be eaten by a guy, at right this point, it can't be considered Eichel.
Okay, let's take it to the next step.
Just need the raw cow's leg. Like,
no, but there I always have a heter. On Yom Tov, I have a heter to cook it. The case of the Nikur Chalev and the Stone Yom Tov. It's as long as I can get it to eat.
The only way I'm able to do it right now, there's an issue. Why is this different? What's the chef? Why would it? It's going to not exam the issue. He'll check them. Go and eat it. So I'm going also, right? And then look at it. There's no issue. I'm just going to eat. Right now, this thing I want to do the thing to is something that's going to not eat.
Only after I cook it, which I could cook it.
But then you can't drink it.
Oh, he's saying because the Jew, after he cooks it, then has the tam chaylev in the.
Doing this to something which could be not eaten. Not eat the raw, hopefully, the raw leg.
Right. Right, and for him, he could trebur it himself, and by the goat, he could also shecht it himself.
I find this whole thing strange. I love it. So let me ask you to eat the something from the Shabbos and shecht it his goat. Okay, and then there happens to be some milk, which is still got now. I assume that milk would be okay.
He had shechted his goat, and then the milk that's over there. I mean, there was some milk that came into some eichel, and you want to say that's mutter because right now the guy could eat it. All right, let's assume, yeah, for the guy he could eat it. The Jew can't because it's a knaz. It's just you would be able to have the milk. Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah, but I see Danny's cash is that. Even the case of the meat, at the point where it is, before the cooking, was saying because a guy could eat it, but you would have to cook it first. So by the case of the, and you really can't cook it without first trebring it. So by the case of the goat, but I mean, it's like, if they say this leg with the basar and the chaylev, the guy could take it right now. But the guy could take it right now. The guy could also take the goat right now. Yeah, and the goat I can never eat on Shabbos also. But still, it's only because it's usher, that's why I can't eat it. So isser doesn't mean it's a psilus. I hear that's a kasha. I think that needs to be addressed. So in our case, so you see, the Gleital certainly wants to go with the Magen Avraham's understanding here, the Brichadosh understanding that Isser doesn't present itself as a problem of Beirah. It means it doesn't get the shame Pseilas just because it's an Isser. If the guy would eat it that way, it doesn't become a problem.
I can never eat it without that.
No, you could. After Shabbos, you could eat it.
But during Shabbos, at no time I could eat it.
Right. So then it becomes not upsilas to me. It's not because I don't want to eat it. When I don't want to eat it, then the Gemara says that becomes silas. But it's only because something is holding me back from eating it. So then that becomes silas. By the malach of bayir has to be that there's an intrinsic oichel and upsilas, something that I take and the only I reject. It's a davar shishma tira if after Shabbos, right? Good, good. It was not about to go as that. Yeah, it's also nicker. Yeah. Yeah, but based on this, it would seem that it would be mutter to remove those for those peppers. Yeah, the problem is, and we could say, now we go back to the case of the copepods in the New York water. Right, so Baruch Hashem, many Jews made a lot of money after that came out because they sold these filter systems, the ones that go on the faucet, the ones that go in the main pipes, and I would say the majority of Jews in New York bought those filters and affixed them to their faucets and their pipes, so they're able to use the water. Now the problem then came: What about on Shabbos? And as now you have a filtering system that's filtering out, only water is coming out, and these bugs, which I don't want now, are being held back by some sort of heavy filtering system. Why isn't that a problem of Bayer? So if you say, well, you're just washing your hands, you don't care if it comes out or not. That's like the case of wine, which I would drink anyhow. So I would wash my dishes, I would wash my hands with the bugs in there. There's no problem of washing your hands with the bugs. That's not the problem. The problem is only drinking it. But if I ever want to take a cup of water to drink on Shabbos, why isn't that a problem of Bayer? It's Bayer B'Kli. I'm taking the water is coming out, being stopped with the Keli, the copepods, these bugs are being stopped by the Keli. Why isn't that a problem of Bayer? Well, if they're not near Lion, so then why can't I drink it even? That's the whole other issue. Why would it be usher? But the pshat was that the way the halacha came out, the Pesachim said that really you could see it, you just don't know what you're looking for. As soon as you put it on a cloth, which you could discern between the water and the bug, you could see it. That's why they ushered it. But forget about that discussion. Assuming it is usher to drink the water straight because of these bugs, why is it mutter then to strain it, to filter it, to get drinking water? The answer is, just like we're explaining now, if you have a guy come to your house, did he care if there's a filter or not? No, the water is fine to drink. So it doesn't become silas because the halacha says you can't drink it. It's only because the bugs are halachically problematic, but not because there's an intrinsic silas. I don't want the bugs. If I didn't want the bugs because they're so yucky to me, indeed, then I wouldn't be able to filter it on Shabbos. But since it's only the halachic iser that's stopping me, that doesn't a problem. There's no problem of bayir. That's what it seemed like, right? If you'll be an istanist, that would be so repulsed by the bugs. Yeah. Now that he knows bugs, you're repulsed, you wouldn't be able to. That'll be the same child that Bimgodim says, maybe this wouldn't be. The problem is we have to understand this sif. Now this is what we'll have to end with. Sif Tezayin here. In Shin Yutesif Tezayin, it seems to have this case. Mayim Shiesh Bem Teilaim, it's on page 2. Now, page 2, the second one, right by your thumb, yeah. Mayim sheish bam taylam, mayim that has worms in it, mutter l'shteisenai de mapa b'shabbos, you're allowed to put a handkerchief over it and then drink straight from the cup, and the worms are being held back by the handkerchief. G'leishayach b'erer, or mishamer, you don't have a problem with b'erer, you don't have a problem with straining with a keli, ela b'mesakanin k'idim achi l'shtiyah. Only if you're straining it or sifting it, filtering it before the drinking. Avol b'mishashtiyah ma'akiv esapsei l'shtiyah k'nasech piv, if mamish during the drinking you're holding your back with your mouth, ein zemei malacha u'mutter. Sounds like from the Mechaber that the only heter is because you're holding it back with by your mouth, but the fact that it's only bugs and it's only because it's usher to eat the bugs, the tailaim, that wouldn't be a heter. So this seems to fly in the face of this discussion we're having, that it's only Isser, right? Huh? Oh, not Marius Gabbai. So says the Chai Adam, on this sifs, the Chai Adam says, you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about that this barrel or this cup is infested with worms. It's infested worms. You give it to a guy, he wouldn't drink it either. Forget about the halachic issue of Tailan. Says that, no, right, nobody would drink it over here. So that's indeed, if no one would drink it because they're grossed out by the bugs, then indeed that's considered psalas. That's eichlam psalas. You can't strain it with the keli. You only have the head to drink it right before you put it in your mouth. But says the chayyada, but let's say you would have a case where there's microscopic worm, microscopic bugs, and you would drink it without it. And if you would give it to guy, he would drink it no problem, because it's definitely a drinkable item. Then indeed, says the Chai Adam, that would not present an issue of Beirah. So based on this, this explains this sif over here, and with this understanding of the Chai Adam, it gives us another of support for this idea that Magen Avraham is saying, that when you have Isser on something, that's not considered Psoilus. Psoilus is only when it's something that I don't want to eat because as a food I don't like it. That is deemed Psoilus.
The pretty question, which is, if you have water and it's got like sand in it or something, you could strain it if you drink it without straining. I like beer water, but I would drink the tap water. Or even if there's little bits of sand in it, it's not
the rare right.
As long as I would drink it.
As long as you drink it, you could strain it. Right, but that's because in that case, when you have little pieces, I would drink it. But here in this case of the bugs, I wouldn't drink it. Yeah, that's right. So now you have to come on to this new heter from the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Yamtev, that since it's only the Isser that's stopping me from drinking it, then it becomes like the case of the Chaylev, and that doesn't become the problem of Beirah. So then, right, and then you put it back into this case, which I would drink it myself, and we just use the Goy as the example to be mad to that. No.
Because it's not
Bishubar period. Yeah. And it can't be Psalus. Bairos has had Echlam Psalus. There's no Psalus when it's Isser.
So what does he mean?
Yeah, so with the Chai Adam and sin, that's because in this case, we're talking about there are many bugs in this water. These Tayloim in the Mayim Shesh Ben Tayloim, we're talking about it's infested with worms. And indeed, since I would never drink it, even during the, if it was me, no Isser, I wouldn't drink it, so that does become Psalus. Is that something I wouldn't? So in this case, it's Usser. In this case, it's Usser. No, see, the only way it's mutter is if you do it, that you are holding back these worms, the psalas, right before you put it in your mouth, and it's while you're drinking. So that doesn't resemble, it's a different heter. It doesn't resemble the malach of Beirah. Beirah is only when you strain something and then you eat it. But here I'm doing it right before I put it in my mouth. That doesn't resemble, that's like putting a food in my mouth and then taking the psalas out of my mouth. That's not Beirah. That's already Derek Achila. Yeah, so in that case you have to come on. In that case, you have to come on because a lot of talam. But we're saying, when a case where there really are not many talam, and I would eat it anyway, then that would be mutter. Okay.